We had this question come in, which is a very good one. It's from Sam, who said, you sometimes see cyclists with super reflective jackets on. First of all, how do these super reflective jackets work? And why do the colours seem much more vibrant at, say, dusk, and more so than during normal daylight or at nighttime? How do they work?
Yeah, it's an interesting question as well. So the super reflective jackets are, of course, relying on fluorescent dyes, which are embedded in these jackets so that you can, you know, when you are driving your bike during the daylight, you can be noticed because fluorescence is the strongest in the UV light during the daylight from the sun. And then you have reflective materials, which are basically reflecting the light that is coming from the car, from your jacket. So the question, why do you see these colors a little bit better in the dusk or dawn and not in the daylight, is basically also related not only to the colors which are in these jackets or materials, but also in the way how we see. So the contrast is going to be much higher also when you are changing the daylight to dark, because we also have in our eyes, this is really interesting, two types of the cells that are activated during the daylight. And then there is a second type of the cell that is activated during the night.
And these are the rods and cones.
The rods
are useful during dark and low light conditions. The cones see colour and are much more active in the daytime.
Exactly. So, you know, there is this activation process that is also happening when you are changing the light and night. So it will be a combination of the materials that you are using. So you have fluorescent materials and reflecting materials, but you also have this contrast that you have around the surrounding lights as well.
How do they get them so reflective though? They're just amazing, some of these materials. And there's someone who came into our office the other day and she had a coat that looked just grey. And as soon as you shone light on it, or when you, I noticed her cycling home in the evening and I came along with my car behind her with the headlights, no chance of missing her because she glowed like a beacon. It was bright white.
Yeah, it's amazing how they improved. And of course, today we can have different kinds of materials that have structures which are nicely aligned, so the light will basically reflect totally. And I mean, in nanotechnology, for example, is very interesting because we are designing materials that can be so nicely structured that they not only change with the light that is coming, so they can be super reflective or they can be super absorbing, but they can also change with the change of temperature or the humidity that you have in your environment. So the material properties are getting much better and we have better ways of aligning them.